bring the council to order, open the meeting up, and before starting our meeting today, we have to stand and to a minute's silence for two of our former residents, one being Maria Farina in the Warralakin area and our lady in town who has passed away as well, in Blanche Strike. If we want to stand up and acknowledge a minute's silence. Thank you, councillors. Thank you. Thank you, councillors. Okay, I'd like to welcome you along to March's meeting. Welcome our acting CEO, in Jasmine Guy, in Bill's absent, who is on long service leave. And ask for any leaves of apologies of absence, being none. And public question time, and Dana has checked outside, there's no one out there. So, any applications for leave of absence for the next meeting? Being none. Okay, move on to five, confirmation of previous minutes. The office recommendation is that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 10th of February 26 be confirms the true and correct record. Is someone prepared to move? Move Councillor Simmons, seconded Councillor Faithful. All those in favour? Carried, 6-0. Move on to six, receival of minutes for the Great Eastern Country Zone held on the 10th of February 26, the minutes of the Wee Rock meeting held on Monday the 16th of February 26, and the minutes of the Central Eastern Accommodation, SIACA, meeting on the 16th of February 16, which was all held in Perth. Is someone prepared to move Councillor Della Bosca, seconded Councillor Simmons. All those in favour? Carried. Anything coming out of those minutes, Councillor Della Bosca, for the SIACA?
Oh, yeah, we've got an email here from the other day. I was finally ready out here. Good afternoon. A quick update on several matters. Building tender. Tender assess panel met on the 10th of March to meet the Point Modular WA as the original preferred tenderer. More work is required prior to promotion to preferred tender status. Major item being worked on fixed prices for services, i.e. water, service, sewerage and power, including on-site extension of services at Beacon, Narrambeen and Wildcatcher. Modular WA appeared to be a good fit for SIACA. A report on the process and recommendation be issued to the Management Committee in due course. Government funding, regular dialogue with both DOHW, Housing Australia HA's, in relation to satisfying conditions precedent, including the funding agreements, current focus on the transfer of land to SIACA Limited. A meeting has been arranged with the Chief of Staff and Minister of Planning and Land to try and expedite the due process in respect of land at Beacon, Muckamboo, Westonia and Wildcatcher. Sale over the Nungaran House is settled. The proposal CO role has been advertised with Bilby Downing Teal via their website, Linkedin and Seek, because Chuck Waldron is stepping aside. So they want somebody to take his place. So that's all for the CAA.
Thank you. Any questions out on the minutes? Good. Moving on, the present councillors' announcements. Councillor Simmons, do you have any announcements or meetings that you have attended?
I went to the LEMAC meeting. It was just over Zoom. It was after my last meeting, I think. I went to the ball just recently. On the weekend, it was a good turnout. That's about it for me.
Councillor Faithfull?
I drove our student doctors around on the 10th and the 12th March to some of them. Some really good rapport from them on what the Shire offered them. They were certainly positive about Westonia altogether. I attended their thank you dinner on Thursday the 12th and attended the financial audit entrance meeting on the 24th.
Medical students dinner and then the ball.
Training, Volga training.
And the training, yes. All the training, yes.
Thank you.
Drake, the students and ball. That's all. Thank you.
Councillor Dabosco.
I attended a meeting at Cunningham for Water Corp. Rob Dew, our secretary, is retiring. They're advertising for a secretary or treasurer, so to speak. It's a one job person anyway. He's got a person in mind, so looks like she's come on board already. Went to the ball, went to the Water Corp meeting in Westonia here the other morning. Water meeting, entrance meeting. Medical students dinner. And I wasn't here at the last meeting, and I went to the SIACA meeting in Perth. That's about all for me.
Thank you. Since the last time, went to Perth for the roundtable conference, did councillor training, and have passed the test. Medical student tour of the wind farm and on-farm thing for the medical students. Had a meeting with Water Corp on Monday, a meeting with the mine managers on Tuesday. Attended the first audit meeting for the year, and I think that's about all. Can't remember any more. That many meetings, I'll just keep plopping up on me board. So thank you, everyone. Any declarations of interest? There be no declarations of interest. I'll now hand over to our acting CEO, in Jasmine Guy. Thank you.
Okay, item 9.1.1 is the accounts for payment for February 2026. Accounts for payment are presented to council in the interest of accountability and to provide information on council expenditure. February's list of accounts are totalling $844,113.06, which includes $6,110.46 of MasterCard transactions and $432 of fuel card transactions. Is there any questions relating to this month's list of accounts? If not, my officer recommendation is that the February 2026 accounts submitted to today's meeting on municipal voucher and direct debits from direct debit 4855 to 4871 and electronic transfers 8119 to 8204, inclusive of the DPI and creditors, bank fees and debit card and credit card payments totalling $844,103.06 be passed for payment.
So I'm prepared to move. Councillor Guy has moved. Councillor Faithfull has seconded. All those in favour? Carried. 6-0. Any questions out on all that? On any of the money that's gone out of our account for the last month or so?
Item 9.1.2 is the monthly statement of financial activity for February 2026. The monthly statement of financial activity is a record of Council's activity of financial performance during the reporting period. I have fully gone through the financials. On page 5 of the report shows we still have a healthy surplus of $2.4 million. And there is a few variances that need to be reported, which is... the main two after the adjustments from the budget review is Chantelle's parental paid scheme and also the 5 lots sold for the conditional land release. So my officer recommendation is that Council adopt the monthly financial report for the period ending the February 2026 and note any material variances greater than $10,000 or 15%.
Someone prepared to move? Move Councillor Simmons. Seconded Councillor Cruz. All those in favour? Carried. 5-6-0.
Item 9.1.3 is the GST reconciliation report for February 2026. The GST reconciliation is presented to Council in the means of indicating Council's current GST liability, which has an impact on Council's cash flow. This month for February, we have reported a refund of $33,746. So my officer recommendation is that the GST reconciliation totalling a refund of $33,746 for the period ending February 2026 be adopted.
So we're prepared to move. Councillor Della Bosca has moved. Councillor Guy has seconded. All those in favour? Carried. 6-0. You just keep going now.
No. Item 9.1.4 is the 2025-2026 mid-year budget review. It is for Council to consider the financial position as at the 31st of January 2026 and performance for the period of the 1st of July 2025 to the 31st of January 2026 in relation to the adopted annual budget and projection estimates for the remaining of the financial year. The budget review includes, at note 4, a summary of predicted variances contained within the statements of financial activity, including where variances are considered to be permanent or due to timing. I have broken it down in the full report that from item rates, or from nature and type, I should say. So there's a increase in rates for the two residential assessments for $2,304. There's been a decrease in grants, subsidies and contributions. there's been an increase of $32,000 to the Grants Commission received in general, but a decrease of $35,535 with the Grants Commission received for roads. There's been a decrease in the first responder for the Westonia Progress grant, a decrease in corporate sponsorship of $100,000, and a decrease in grants from Main Roads Direct of $10,000. The next one was fees and charges. Has that actually been increased? Two in that area had been decreased and the rest have been increased. So there's a decrease in voluntary contributions of health is down by 10,000, and also the decrease in Unit 12 income from Lifestyle Village Airbnb of 10,000. But we've increased income from 11 Court Street, increased in Caravan Park units by 15, increased in Caravan Park by 5,000, increased in Income Museum by 5,000, increase in standpipe water charges for 5,000. That was 490,000. Whoops, reading it wrong. That standpipe is 40,000. Private works is 490,000. Increase in land sales of 20,000. Revenue has for other revenue is increased for Medicare benefits for $3,000. Employee costs have increased, so there's been a decrease in EHO expense, a decrease in refuse collection of public bins, a decrease in maintenance for the Westonia swimming pool, but an increase in private works of 575,000. Materials and contracts is a increase by 95,150. So there's decrease in member subscriptions by 8,800, decrease in consultancy fees and expenditures of 10,000, an increase in audit fees of 5,000, increase in bushfire maintenance on land and building by 13,500, increase in bushfire clothing by 6,500, decrease in ambulance services of 30,000, an increase in maintenance on 11 Court Street of $1,500. Decrease in maintenance on 15 Pyrites. Increase in maintenance to the Westonia swimming pool of $5,000. Increase to the chlorine expense by $2,500. A decrease in money spent at the Information Bay in Currabbin of $13,000. And decrease in contract EHO services of $7,000. An increase in land development. Utility charges, there's been a decrease of 36,000, so an increase in maintenance for the Westonia swimming pool for water, but a decrease in water supply standpipes. There's been an increase in insurance of workers' compensation of 17,641, and then plant purchase of plant and equipment. So there's been an increase of 100,000, which is an increase in the single person's quarters by $50,000, a decrease in $200,000 for the playground redevelopment, and an increase in the museum expansion of 50,000. Then finally, the decrease in construction of infrastructure due to private work, so we actually can't get to our own roadworks. So there's a decrease in Begley Road, Henderson, Maysfield, Alec Budding Road, Farina Road, Elsewhere Road, and Pitt Road. So overall, a total decrease of $110,310. All of that, my officer recommendation that council adopt, as per the Audit Committee's recommendations, by absolute majority, the following budget amendments for the 2025-2026 adopted annual budget. Number one is receive the 2025-26 budget review for the period ending 31st of January 2026 and adopt the recommended budget figures as presented. And number two, forward the review to the Department of Local Government as per the regulation requirements of the Act.
Thanks. Yes, we're going on with that. Someone prepared to move? Councillor Cruz has moved. Councillor Simmons has seconded. All those in favour? 6-0, absolute majority.
Okay, item 9.2.1. Is the memorial plaque for Peter Walston at Walgoolan Memorial Gazebo. The purpose of this report is for Council to consider an application from Vanessa Murphitt to install install a memorial plaque in the honour of her father, Peter Walston, at the Walgoolan Memorial Gazebo. Vanessa Morris, Murfitt, sorry, has submitted a request following the passing of father, Peter Walston, on the 27th of the 8th, 2025. It was Peter's wish to have a memorial plaque installed or near the Walgoolan Memorial Gazebo. Vanessa has suggested a plaque size, as I've attached to for you to consider, and they're willing to follow whatever final decision council deems appropriate. So my office recommendation is that we approve the application for Vanessa Murphy to install a memorial plaque in honour of her father, Peter Walston, at the Walgoolan Memorial Gazebo, and note that the family will determine the final wording, size and location of the plaque.
Before we move on this, I'll ask for some any suggestions from around the table.
Size? Isn't the sizing in the recommendation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's her.
Yeah. That was her request.
That was her request.
That's got the fencing around the gazebo?
No.
No, so she wants it in the gazebo that's there.
She was saying like to put a rock with a like a plaque on it, or a chair with a plaque on it. So she wanted some sort of direction from council.
There is, when you look at it, there's one spare wall still that can be used for any, because I did ask a couple of other people in the area if they would like to have theirs reserved, so that could become a feature wall for other people if they want to put their names up on their things from that area.
Yeah. So it's actually in the gazebo?
Yeah. That's my suggestion. There are a couple other people that, and I did ask Helen Barnett, so yep. She's another one, and a couple, there could be a couple others that want to have their names recorded.
I think that's a great idea. Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll leave it up to see what you all reckon, and we'll go from there. Any other suggestions?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, but I'd like to see it in, like you suggested, on the wall. Wouldn't like to see it on a rock outside, because that would lead to vandalism, whatever.
Yeah.
But just typical of Pete, no? So we never ever forget him. But anyway, it's a great idea that other people, hopefully, want to get on that wall as well.
I'll go over the inside on the wall,
the
memorial wall.
Yep.
So do we standardise the size, as
yeah.
Pete said? Yeah.
Well, we sort of got a size down here, or, you know, like these names. You know, like he wants a, you know, a big write-up, but
no. Jesus. I think keep it short and sweet.
Just, you know, yeah. That's just typical Peter Walston, you know, pat me on the back.
Yeah. I reckon just the size like that. With the name, date they were born, date they were passed.
In memory of Peter Walston, yep. 33rd, 1935 to the
27th
of the 8th, 2025.
Keep it short and simple.
Just that.
Yep.
Yeah. If we run out of room, we can always build another wall somewhere.
Yeah. But I, you know, as long as other people take it up, take the opportunity up.
So I'll
and I think that needs to be advertised.
You so I need to take out the location as in, you wanted the back wall of that.
Yep.
So that's my suggestion to councillors, and it's up to you to say yay or nay, but I think it has to be open to everyone.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I would suggest then that we write a letter to Vanessa or reply to her thing and say yes, we're planning on doing a memorial wall. If she wants to contribute to that, well and good.
Okay.
Sounds pretty good to me. So have we changed the
I just wrote that we'll change item number 2 to note that the family will determine the final wording on the plaque, but we'll move the location to the back wall of the current gazebo.
Mm-hmm. So we're putting that back wall before Logan, or is
it? It's already there.
It's already there. Okay.
And in the letter, do we stipulate the size?
Yeah. Well, I don't reckon it needs to be. That's what's that, 20? How big is that there?
10-inch diagonal. That's what that is.
I'll just go. I'll go with something solid like that.
We're going to allow people from past to this one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if the family want to contribute, yeah, just got to let them know there's a memorial wall there. If they want to put their names and things, you know, away you go. You know, down here we've just got their name and
yeah,
their date
and the date.
Dates.
Yeah,
yeah. They were born and when they passed away. So, you know, I think that's fine. Everybody will know that Peter was a farmer in Waldorf.
Yeah, she's put in there in her letter that she goes, in memory of Peter Walston, the 3rd of the 3rd, 1935 to the 27th of the 8th, 2025.
That's it. And that's it. All needs to be done. Okay, everyone's in favour of that? Move Councillor Simmons. Move and seconded Councillor Faithfull. All those in favour? Carried. 6-0. Thank you. And we will write to Vanessa and tell her about it. Okay, thank you. Moving on.
Okay.
Number 9.4.
9.4.1 is the sale of land of lot 105 Jasper and use of common seal. The purpose of this report is for council to consider the sale of 108 Jasper Street to Ray
Harring.
Yeah, following the application request to change, you did pass at last council meeting to purchase lot 327 Shoelite. He's now come back and said he actually wrote the wrong address down and is requesting to change from 327 to 108. So I've given you a new map of the location, and my officer recommendation is that the council approve the amendment to the previous resolution to sell 108 Jasper to Ray, and following his request to change the from the originally approved to lot 327 Shoelite, and now authorise to the president and the CEO to fix the common seal to the transfer of land of ownership for 108 Jasper Street.
Do we have to rescind the motion from the last one?
No, I already checked that. You just said it just needs to be an amendment.
Roger. Thank you. Someone's prepared to move. Councillor Dwyer has moved. Councillor Faithfull has seconded. All those in favour? Carried. 6-0.
Okay. Item 9.4.2 is the Burrowdown sand extraction. The purpose of this report is to council to consider the proposed one-off sand extraction project by Burrowdowns at lot 205 or 1884 Rabbit Pre-Fence Road in Walgoolan to supply approximately 25,000 to 50,000 tonne of sand for the Watercorp project. A suitable sand deposit on lot 205 Walgoolan has been tested in sand samples, which has proven to be viable for the Watercorp project. The company has submitted a proposal for the extraction, stockpiling and transporting of the sand to the Great Eastern Highway, Walgoolan. I have put through, Bill gave me some notices or proposed operations that they remove and stockpile the topsoil, extract the sand and then transport using side tippers. But he suggested that we put in a restriction that there's council to consider conditions such as restricting trucks during school hour bus times and a contribution of 50 cents per tonne towards road maintenance. So my officer recommendation was that the council approve the proposed one-off sand extraction project at lot 205 or 884 Rabbit Proof Fence in Walgoolan by Burrow Downs to supply to Water Corp of WA, subject to the trucks being restricted during school bus operation times and a contribution of 50 cents per tonne towards road maintenance.
Someone prepared to move. Councillor De La Bosca has moved. Councillor Guy has seconded. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. Elected members' motion, which President Nose has been given. No new business of urgent matter in the decision of the meeting. Someone prepared
to move two items
to progress with these two. Someone prepared to move. Councillor Guy, move. Seconded Councillor Faithfull. We look into these matters of urgent.
Okay, item 11.1 is the sale of land of lot 105 Jasper Street and use of common seal. The purpose of this report is for council to consider selling lot 105 Jasper Street to Zachary Oakley. Council has been selling land via the conditional land release arrangement to help promote population growth and development within the town site. And council has received an application from Zachary Oakley, who wishes to purchase lot 105 Jasper Street, Westonia, with the intention to construct a 3x1 kit home with from Widespan Homes. Below is a map that illustrates the lot in question. A Western Power Green Dome application has already been submitted for this with ANT. Council should approve the sale, and the President and the CEO are required to sign the transfer of land and affix the common seal. So the officer recommendation is that Council approve the sale of 105 Jasper to Zachary Oakley and authorise the President and CEO to affix the common seal on the transfer of land ownership forms.
Moved Councillor Cruz, seconded Councillor Simmons. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. Have we got anything left?
One. Lot 327, she liked the one that you just changed the amended. Changed, yeah. It's the only one left. Okay, item 11.2 is an old truck plasma cut signage for the Cooper's Garage entrance. The purpose of this report is to seek council approval for an out-of-budget allocation for the supply of a plasma cut steel old truck, which is a shape of the Blitz. This request relates to an installation of an old truck signage at the Cooper's Garage entrance. That is proposal to be a signage made as a single piece of plasma cut steel design. The design will match existing elements in the area, including the nearby bus shelter at the old hall. An illustration has been provided for you. Jonesy put that together. And a quote's been obtained from Thompson Signs, which also did the old hall, to supply the plasma cut steel with a price of 5 mil at $3,820 and 6 mil steel at $4,860. Following a review from Bill and Jonesy, have recommended that the 5 mil steel option be the preferred specification. The item has not been included in our current budget and requires approval for an additional expenditure under the town maintenance and streetscape. So my officer recommendations is that we approve the out-of-budget expenditure of $3,820 plus GST for the supply of the plasma cut 5 mil steel old truck signage for the Cooper's Garage Museum entrance.
And as you look at that design, it is possibly the wrong way around.
Yeah, Jonesy said that they just
should
gave it.
Facing, should be facing
the other way, which he said that the original will be the other way.
Is everyone clear on that? So is someone prepared to move the outer budget?
It's probably not enough, you think?
That's what the one out the old hall is exactly the same. It's 5 mil.
The
facade out the front. Yeah.
Just remember that's got
boards.
Structure.
Yeah.
Sounds like it'll be propped up.
I'm not sure. Yeah. Jonesy and Bill just brought it to me the other day.
Yeah. Oh, it's
Jonesy's fun. Got it all planned, obviously.
Probably similar.
Yeah,
I guess
it's
quite surprised,
isn't
it? Yeah, gas structure, infrastructure. I don't know, but we're spending that money. I'm all for it, but, you know, for an extra $1,000, if it's freestanding, I don't know, mate. Just thought, I don't know how it's going to stand there, whether it's bolted into the ground or...
What an extra...
Mill.
Yeah. Make it freestanding, though. If it's only $100 for a bit of tube to bolt it to the concourse behind it and bolt it to it.
I think it'd be bolted through the where the wheels are. That would be the best one to anchor it to the ground.
It's behind it, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be something similar to those wheels that are in the main street in the islands.
Mm.
They'll have a structure behind it which that'll be attached to.
Yeah.
So that'll be cemented into the ground, I dare say.
Yep. So, someone prepared to move? I move to Councillor Dellabosco, seconded. Councillor Cruz, all those in favour?
That's on the 5 mil plate.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the officer's recommendation. Sorry, when I get to move seconded. All those in favour? It has to be absolute majority. All those in favour? Carried 6-0, absolute majority. Okay, the date and time of the next meeting will be Thursday the 23rd of April. And I'd thank Heather and Jasmine for today's meeting and thank all councillors and hope we don't get too bad a wind for this weekend because of the potential of the cyclone to come through. So, wish everyone a good day. Thank you. Close the meeting.